Welcome everyone to Pension Protectors. This is your host Clint Kirsten and Matt McManus from Triple Crown Wealth Management in alliance with Equitable Advisors LLC. And today we have Hero of the Week. So the goal of this is every other week, we're going to release Hero of the Week, and we want to spotlight someone in the first responder industry who has been a staple in the community and done something heroic. And Matt, let you take it away from here.
Thanks, Clint. We have an article by Megan Swift from the Tribune Review in Pennsylvania from September 29th, 2023. Latrobe, Pennsylvania, to be exact. City Police Officer Zachary Lucan was on duty at Latrobe's Great American Banana Split celebration when he noticed a food truck starting to roll down Ligonier Street. He was able to stop the runaway vehicle, which saved the life of a man who had been trapped underneath. "The only thing I saw was somebody needs to stop that truck, and I'm somebody," said Lucan, 39, of New Derry. Lucan had just started his shift August 26th, and was assigned to patrol the two streets containing the majority of the festival traffic. He was searching for the police booth when he ran into a family friend in the 900 block of Ligonier Street at about 3:15 p.m. "I probably was there for maybe 2 minutes. The food truck just happened to be across the street, maybe a few feet down," Lucan said. He said he took off running as soon as he noticed it moving and saw the truck's open door. "There's only one way in the truck, and that's how I'm going in," Lucan recalled thinking. Once inside, Lucan said there was a woman who was doing everything she possibly could to stop the truck. "I very politely said, 'Look out,' and I jumped in there," Lucan said. "I grabbed the steering wheel and slammed my foot on the brake. As I stopped it, I just didn't move. I basically froze for a moment," Lucan said. He then called Latrobe Police Chief Richard Bosco, who was nearby. Bosco and other officers, as well as firefighters, responded quickly to the scene, Lucan said. At that point, Lucan didn't know there was a man trapped under the truck. After, like, the adrenaline wore off, the anxiety kind of kicked in, Lucan said. "What just happened?" Lucan said a group of people helped to pull the man out from under the truck. The man had been dragged along when his shirt got caught on a steel platform mounted on the front of the truck to carry a generator. "I said, 'Is there anybody else under the truck?'" Lucan said. "I was sick because there's just so many people at the festival. I didn't know because my only goal was to stop the truck." No one else was underneath, Lucan said, and the man who was trapped was checked by paramedics. After the man was rescued, Lucan said his main concern became the propane tanks in the rear of the truck, whose lines were all stretched out because of the incident. Those on the scene asked Lucan if he could reverse the truck so the lines wouldn't be stretched. "I'm like, no, nobody's moving the truck. We don't even know what's going on with this right now." He asked for the wood to prop up the wheels and stabilize the vehicle. That's a long story for about 10 to 15 seconds of a situation, Lucan said. It really was super fast. He said there was little time to react to what was happening. "In this profession, unfortunately, we don't get a whole lot of time to think about things," he said. Police believe the truck slipped out of gear, causing it to roll about 15 to 20 feet. The actions he took in stopping the truck earned Lucan a proclamation for his bravery from the Westmoreland County Commissioners and recognition from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, which Representative Leslie Rossi presented during a recent Latrobe Council meeting. "It was just one of those things, right place, right time," Lucan said. Chief Bosco said if it wasn't for Lucan, the truck would have crashed into four more tents and a huge stage with lots of people in its path. "I commend Officer Lucan on his training and experience," Bosco said. "He definitely saved that one gentleman's life and probably spared several others from very serious bodily harm." "We believe in miracles," Bosco said, and this was a miracle on Ligonier Street. So Officer Lucan, from us at Pension Protector Podcast, thank you, sir. You're a true American hero.
Thank you. And if there's a first responder you would like us to spotlight, please forward us the information. You can send it. You can connect with us at www.triplecrownwm.com on the first responder page.
And until next time, this is Matt McManus for Clint Kirsting. Thanks for jumping in.
Clinton Kirsting and Matthew McManus offer securities through Equitable Advisors, LLC, member SIPC, Equitable Financial Advisors in Michigan and Tennessee, and offer annuities and insurance through Equitable Network, LLC. Equitable Advisors and its affiliates do not provide tax or legal advice. Financial professionals may offer products and services and/or respond to inquiries only in states in which they are properly registered and/or licensed. This podcast does not constitute financial advice or an offer of any kind. Triple Crown Wealth Management, LLC is not owned or operated by Equitable Advisors or Equitable Network.